Time for Radio On The Go Sports for Saturday morning here on KLMJ. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. State baseball continuing in Iowa City for the larger school classes. 3A and 4A had their semifinals yesterday at Duane Banks Field, the home of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Top-seeded Marion advances to the state championship game in 3A, defeating Central DeWitt 9-2. And it was third-seeded Dubuque Wallert downing Cedar Rapids Xavier 10-7 in 3A. In Class 4A, Pleasant Valley advances to that Class 4A state championship. Pleasant Valley over Cedar Rapids Prairie 4-3. And the Johnston Dragons shut out neighboring Ankeny 5-0 in the other semifinal. We'll mention the times and, again, who plays who in just a moment. It will be Dubuque Wallert against Marion at noon in the 3A title game. And in the 4A title game, that will be played at 2:30. Again, Johnston against Pleasant Valley for the state Class 4A championship down in Iowa City. Well, you can head out to your local fishing area this weekend and cast a line. It's time to take a look at the latest fishing report, courtesy of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. At Beads Lake, slow conditions are reported on both black crappie and yellow bass, while bluegill fishing remains fair. You can fish for bluegill from the shore, and anglers recommend using a small piece of crawler fished under a bobber for the best success at Beads Lake. At Clear Lake, the water temperature climbed into the lower 80s, and the lake presently sits at 4.3 inches below average. And water clarity was added to the report this week and is currently reported at 25 inches. Conditions are good fishing for channel catfish at this time at Clear Lake. While it's slow to fare on bluegill, walleye, and yellow bass, best bites are noted as being in the early morning hours at Clear Lake. Over at Lake Cornelia near Clarion, it may be the place to be hooking into some channel catfish this weekend as anglers report good conditions using crawlers and chicken liver. Best bites at Lake Cornelia on catfish come after sunset. And fair conditions all around at Upper and Lower Pine Lake, fishing for black crappie and largemouth bass, both reported again fair at this time at Eldora. For more information, you can go to iowadnr.gov or contact the Clear Lake Fish and Wildlife Office 641-357-3517. Devin Boland has been named the NIAC interim head softball coach. Boland replaces former NIAC head coach Dan Gratz, who recently left to become an assistant softball coach at the University of Texas. Gratz was 67-86 in four seasons as coach at NIAC and led the Trojans to the 2019 regional title game before falling to Kirkwood. Boland spent the last three seasons at NIAC as the associate head softball coach. Boland moves up as the interim head coach. He was also the manager of the University of Iowa softball team for 2 years back in 2017-18. NIAC was 14-32 overall and 12-30 in the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference this past spring. The Trojans' Lakin Leinhard was a second-team National Fast Pitch Coaches Association All-American as a utility pitcher. UNI football has been picked fifth in the Missouri Valley Football Conference preseason pool, and 11 Panthers earned preseason all-conference honors, including Jared Brinkman, Spencer Cavalier, and Matthew Cook on the first team. The Panthers finished 3-4 in the shortened spring season, but all four losses came against teams that made the playoffs, and losses came by a total of 15 combined points. The Panthers returned several players that missed the spring with injuries. UNI is one of three teams to garner a first-place vote. South Dakota State was picked to win the league. North Dakota State picked second. North Dakota was third. Southern Illinois received the fourth-place nod. Again, UNI picked fifth in the voting for the preseason pool for football. Jared Brinkman, again, led the way for the Panthers in the preseason all-conference polls. Returning Valley Defensive Player of the Year and Consensus All-American earned first-team honors. Cook is a back-to-back MVFC first-team honoree as well. And Cavalier led the conference in tackles last season. Second-team all-preseason, Trevor Penning, Omar Brown, Austin Evans, and Deion McShane. And the honorable mention preseason, Will McElvain, Tyler Hoosman, Isaiah Weston, and Benny Sapp III. UNI had the third most honorees with 11 in the preseason. The Panthers opened their season, of course, at Iowa State September 4th, and you can listen to the UNI Football Coaches Show and games all season long on 98.9 KQCR, our sister station, and online at radioonthego.com. A trio of Cyclones are being named to the preseason awards list. The Bronco Nagurski Trophy Watch List announced this week, given annually to the nation's best defensive player. Those players are Mike Rose, linebacker, Will McDonald, defensive end, and Greg Eisworth at safety. Iowa State is one of five teams nationally to have three or more players represented. And again, the Panthers of UNI visit Iowa State to kick off the football season. And of course, Iowa season long can be heard on KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. Well, the Sports Beat programs are coming up this weekend. In fact, today at 8:30, the Mortz Water Company Sports Beat. And we transition kind of as we move over from summer sports into fall. We'll be joined by Belmont Clement head softball coach Shannon Mullenbrook, as well as head Clarion Goldfield Dawes volleyball coach Katrina Terhark, to cover each of the program's last seasons and look ahead toward the future. Coach Terhark will be up first on the show this week as we break down their fantastic state semifinal run a year ago for the Cowgirl volleyball squad. She gives a lot of credit for that success to her players, especially her strong senior class during what was a crazy season affected by COVID.
That close-knit group of girls, and I said this before in an interview as well, that a lot of that volleyball family was created before I even got them. You know, a lot of them grew up going to the same daycare together, and, you know, they just were together since they were, you know, little bitty kids. And, you know, just that love that they have for the game, you know, I think that's something that is so inspiring too, because you could see that they truly loved each other, loved their teammates, and they loved playing together on the court.
Coach Terhart gives us some insight on that fantastic CGD team that made it all the way to the Final Four in volleyball, and look forward here at the upcoming season as well. We'll have the privilege of talking to Bronco softball head man Shannon Mullenbrook about their past season on the diamond that just finished up a few short weeks ago, as well as covering next year's team and how they're taking steps every year and achieving their ultimate goal.
Our goal every year, and we got closer this year, is our goal is to win our west side of the conference. And get ranked and do some things. That's our goal.
And it's a detailed look at two area programs. Again, one coming off their season with BK softball, and one looking forward to the upcoming fall CGD volleyball on the Mortz Water Company Sports Beat Show. And that will be, again, with Coach Terhark and Coach Mullenbrook this morning, 8:30 to 9 o'clock on 104.9 and streaming on the KLMJ stream through RadioOnTheGo.com. You can also listen back on demand as well. Also over on KQCR, we will have that Sports Beat as well. That's the Channel Seed Sports Beat, thanks to CBC for sponsoring that for many years. We're going to be talking with Coach Aaron Huddleston about the AP volleyball program that's going to be starting up here and look to improve upon a 12-17 finish from a year ago. In addition to that, we'll hear from Grundy Center Spartans baseball about their run to the state tournament, first time since 1993 for Coach Pat Brown Jr. We'll talk to him about their run to state and what's in store for future Spartan baseball. And that's between 10 and 10:30 over on 98.9 KQCR for the CBC Sports Beat on our sister station, 98.9 FM. Don't forget, we are live with Bristow Days. Sue Followell coming up here in just a second. She has another report from the celebration parade at 9:30 today. Very fun day, and have a great weekend. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting here with KLMJ Radio on the Go.